Hello everyone, in this podcast, let's talk about Portfolio for Jira. So I wanted to make this podcast to give you guys an update on what I have been doing for the past few weeks. Well, I was actually working on creating a video series on Portfolio for Jira. Portfolio for Jira is an agile road mapping tool which was built especially for Jira software. Now, in Jira software, you all know that you can definitely do your planning, you can definitely create your backlog, and you can start running your sprints. But there are some challenges that you will face when you start using Jira software, or maybe you have already faced those challenges. Now, those challenges could be around managing multiple agile projects. Maybe you are responsible for managing not one, not two, but maybe several projects at the same time, which is of course not ideal, but if you're managing more than one agile-based project, it can be a bit cumbersome to basically manage the work when you have teams that are working across those projects. Maybe you have dependencies, and that can actually happen quite a lot, because when you're working in an organization where you have an objective in mind, you have maybe some high-level initiatives, but you will definitely have some dependencies. Maybe you're blocked, or maybe you're waiting for some other task to finish. So it is a bit difficult when you have to manage those dependencies manually. There is also no visual roadmap in Jira software. Sometimes it is always good to have something on a timeline where you can definitely take a look at your upcoming milestones, and you can take a look at your plan, maybe visually on this schedule. Now, apart from all that, you also have the limitation of the hierarchy in Jira software. You, of course, have the option to create your epics. You can definitely create stories and subtasks under it. But if you're using Jira software, then you are limited by these three levels only, or rather, I should say two levels. But you can definitely have more levels when it comes to planning. Maybe you are planning for the next 6 months. You may not have even an epic to begin with. Maybe you just have an idea or some high-level goal or objective or initiatives in your mind. So maybe you want to have some more levels in your planning. So these things are something that you cannot really do in Jira software easily. And that is where Portfolio for Jira comes into picture. Portfolio for Jira can help you in creating a roadmap. It has the concept of teams. It has the concept of cross-project releases, where you can create a plan and you can feed in the information to Portfolio that I have these team members working for me and I want to achieve maybe a few things in the next coming weeks or maybe months. And Portfolio for Jira can now definitely help you in creating a roadmap, but it will also schedule or calculate the schedule for you automatically. So there is an algorithm in Portfolio for Jira that can help you with the planning. Now, we have two versions of Portfolio for Jira as of March 2020. You have the option to create a live plan, or you can also create the new improved interface. The new improved interface will let you create a very nice visual plan on a timeline that you can play with. You can change it. You can basically change the start and end date of your activities. And at the same time, you can obviously use the live plan that actually lets you do a lot more than just a visual roadmap. The old version of Portfolio, the live plans, although they are not really old, people still use it and you can continue using it. The life plans have the option, the option to create, of course, your stages and skills. You can also do a lot of other things like dependencies in your portfolio. So maybe you have one epic dependent on some other epic, or maybe you have one story dependent on another story to finish. Now, when you feed in this information to portfolio, along with, of course, your estimation in the beginning, or maybe you have some target dates in mind, portfolio can create a plan for you. So it will tell you that maybe you can release your specific milestone or specific version by this date, and it will help you a lot in planning. Now, one of the main feature of portfolio is also the option to create different scenarios. Now, I'm talking about creating a plan in portfolio, but the plan that you create is not really something that will be applicable to your Jira projects immediately. You have the option to create a plan, and you also have the option to play with the plan. So while you're playing with your plan in portfolio, you can create different scenarios. Now, maybe you are doing a planning where you have an option to maybe add one more resource so that you can see whether you can release your version maybe a week before. Maybe you need to add one more Java developer in your plan, or maybe you have an option to maybe release your version maybe 2 weeks earlier than you initially planned. So when you're planning or when you're making a plan in your portfolio, you can create these different scenarios to understand the situation better. And based on what your stakeholders like, maybe your stakeholders will like to release 2 weeks before. If you can show them that, please give me one more Java resource, or please give me one more designer. And that is the only possibility if you want to release earlier. Now, with the help of these plans, you can these scenarios, you can actually choose the right scenario, and you can then commit that scenario to your Jira project. So portfolio will let you do these what if scenarios quite easily when you feed in the information into portfolio for Jira. Now, as I mentioned before, you have the option to create the life plan, and you also have the option to create the improved interface. The improved interface is a bit light version. It's a lightweight version of portfolio, which is actually quite good as well, because you can actually control the plan yourself. It will let you do the planning, and it will also do the scheduling for you, but you have more control and it looks different. You have the option to create a visual roadmap on a timeline with, of course, a view that is quite similar to your Gantt chart. But the life plan, of course, as I mentioned before, it has a lot more features for you. And I wanted to give you an update on how you can learn Portfolio for Jira. Portfolio for Jira, although the documentation is there, you can always read the documentation, but I think it is important to spend time on this tool if you want to use it effectively for your planning. And if you're using Jira, and if you're especially using Jira software or maybe Kanban, then Portfolio can definitely help you a lot. In the live plan, you also have the option to take a look at the capacity of your teams. You also have the option to feed into portfolio about your team members' availability. Maybe you have a team member only working for you, for your team, for 2 days in a week, or maybe you want to manage their absences. So these things can be done quite easily in Portfolio for Jira. And having Portfolio for Jira is like having an assistant who can do the work for you, who can basically calculate the values for you. Now, if you want to learn Portfolio for Jira, I have been creating a lot of videos on this topic on my YouTube channel. So if you go to youtube.com/RaviSagar1, you will be able to take a look at these videos. And these videos are, of course, free of cost. Feel free to take a look at these videos. I'm creating these videos in a tutorial kind of a way, where you can start with the first video, where I have given a very good in-depth introduction to Portfolio for Jira so that you can get a feel of the tool. But I'm also using some real-world examples, and I'm actually creating a lot of videos on Portfolio for Jira. So my objective here is to, of course, help you and also let you understand different things that you can do with Portfolio for Jira. So this is all I wanted to share in this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it and you learned something new today. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.